Welcome to the Trisexuals, a podcast about spreading your legs and opening your mind. Please be advised that you must be over 18 years of age to ride. Remember that the Trisexual cover adult themes and concepts and oftentimes use salty language.
The fucking fucktards
from fucking hell.
For your safety and the safety of others, please keep your hands in your pants at all times. Enjoy the ride.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello and welcome. I'm Max Chameleon.
And I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Curious Kit.
All right, guys. So welcome to the first installment of the Trisexuals podcast. This is very exciting. Personally, I've been bouncing around the walls like a crazy person because this is just so very exciting. It's been a dream of mine to do a podcast, and I somehow managed to talk two incredibly sexy women into joining me on this podcast. Dreams come true. So I figure the best way to start this off is let's all talk a little bit about what we've been playing with lately. Just the sort of stuff that's been on our mind sexually and that sort of thing. So if you want, I'll go first because I came up with the idea for this segment. All right, so I've been using the Hot Octopus Pulse 2 Duo. And that's been quite a surprise for me. I mean, I knew that a lot of people said it was really great. It was a really good male sex toy. But, vibration wasn't... It's not typically what I'm into, right? I'm really big into kind of like stroking pleasure or, you know, that sort of thing. Friction, however you want to put it. And I was just really surprised at the way that it's designed. It directs vibration, but not too harshly, right in the right places of the penis on the underside there. And it was just really great. And what I really liked about it, which I didn't think about before having the toy, is that it's something that I can kind of put on and have hands free available to look up porn or look at whatever I want. I can use a computer at the same time while I'm receiving stimulation down there. It's really good. I wanted to talk briefly about how it was really great for use while I was being pegged, but we'll probably go into more detail on that little fun experience that Lily and I had some other podcasts. I've already taken up too much time. So, Lily, would you like to tell us what you've been interested in?
Well, sure. So I released my very first review regarding the Topco Magic Massager, which it was actually quite a surprise on this toy.
Which is a wireless wand, which yes. Is kind of one of the nice features about it.
And that's one of the features that I was very surprised at is I love wands, but I always end up breaking the cord. So I was really excited to try this, and it really surprised me with it. I love it. Max and I have been getting into a little bit of, I guess you'd call it wolf play, because something that I'm into is when he acts like a wolf, is very dominant and growls while we're having sex or something, but also in the physical sense where he will put on claw tips or we actually have these amazing underwear from
Fetish Zone. The Myrrh shorts.
Oh my God. It's amazing. And then when he wears the Bad Dragon wolf cock sheath, holy moly, it takes it to a whole nother level. I just love it. And we'll get into that whole other play at some other point in the podcast, but I'm just enjoying that.
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot, too.
So what about you, Kit? What have you been up to recently?
Well, recently I've been using the Riveter a lot, actually. It's a really great toy. I did a review for this not very long ago. But it looks kind of ferocious when you look at it. It's got all of these big bumps. It sort of looks a little bit like a screw or something you'd see in a toolbox. But it's got this pointed end. So if you put the pointed end like right against the A spot, you have all these little bumps you can twist like 360 degrees. And they go around and across the G spot. And it is an incredible sensation. And it's really different than any other toys I can think of that I've tried. And one of the other things I like about this, Split Peaches is the company that makes this, and they got on Twitter and they said, we're making this design, you know, what do you think? Give us some feedback. And everybody started writing in and making suggestions, and they would actually like change their design. And I actually asked them about adding a curve, and they did. And I'm just like thrilled about that. So I actually have a picture. Cool. I have the tweet on my review and stuff if you want to see like how the Riveter evolved and stuff, which was really cool. But yeah, that's what I've been really playing with lately, and it's pretty awesome.
Awesome. I'll throw that link to the tweet in the show notes so you guys can take a look at it. And also, I'd like to throw in my two cents of useless here. It the Riveter to me looks like a Dalek. It really does.
it really does.
If you're familiar with Doctor Who and you've always wanted to have a little Dalek Down Under action, then that's one way.
Here's an interesting thought. I wonder if Split Peaches would be interested in making the same thing, the Riveter, but making all those little spots like gold color. Kind of like the...
I suspect it'd be kind of hard to do when you're pouring the silicone.
It might be, but it might be something to talk to them about, because that would be really cool.
Fornicate, fornicate.
Oh.
All right, guys. So we've gathered here today for a specific topic. So here's going to be the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about. I'm actually holding it in my hands now, and for the listeners, that's the sound it makes when you squeeze it. That should give you a really good mental image.
I've
got mine here,
too.
I'm sure you know what it is. All right, so we are talking today about the Primal Hardware ovipositor. And actually, we should mention up front that it's actually a range of a type of toy. I believe there's three out right now. I'm holding in my hands the Kerbera. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And this was the second in the line of the ovipositor's release. And all these toys are based around this thing that you find in nature. It's called an ovipositor. And it's basically a repurposed female sex organ that's been repurposed in order to insert eggs into a host or something similar like that. Now, in the sex toy sense of things, what it does is allows you to take eggs of various materials, though I think the one that people usually start off with is gelatin, but you can use stuff like ice, and I believe that Kit's been working on a few surprises that we'll talk about a little bit later, but it allows you to have these inserted into you through the toy, and it's, you know, provides a pretty unique sensation. So for now would be a good point to talk a little bit about Primal Hardware, which is probably some topic that's going to come up quite a bit on this podcast, since we all seem to be into fantasy sex toys and interesting things. And, you know, Primal Hardware is kind of like the king of that right now, I'd say, making toys that are just on the edge of, oh man, this is a little bit weird, but something I might want to actually try out.
Yeah, I have to say, honestly, from my standpoint, is when Max, you know, was like, oh, this looks interesting. I'm like, that looks freaking weird.
Yeah, it's not something that you go like, oh man, that's, I really want that inside of me right now.
Yeah, but at the same time, it really intrigued me. And I think that's part of what really drove me to really want to try this is it looks freaky. It looks crazy. But it turned out to be really awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, so I don't have an ovipositation or however you would say that fetish. It's not something that I'm like, oh, that really gets to me. But, you know, I have to be honest, when I saw the toy, though it wasn't a sexy thing for me, I was really curious what the sensation's going to be like. That seems like a really interesting thing. And you can use gelatin so that you don't have to worry about... She's being really bad over here. She literally took the ovipositor, the Kerbera, and pulled down her shirt so her nipple was showing and had it sucking on the end of her nipple while I was trying to talk.
We might leave that little piece in there just now, but we'll
see. Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
But it is distracting to me, and I'm losing my cool here. All right. You know, what's nice about ovipositors is that you can use it to insert eggs that are molded from different materials, such as gelatin or ice. And you don't have to worry about, you know, with like regular silicone toys, losing them up your anal cavity, you know, not being... Seriously? All right.
What's happening there, Kai?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I wish I could see.
Oh, no, I couldn't handle it. I was
She didn't do anything that time except for, like, as I was having my very serious talk, she was, like, biting her lip, just, like, wanting to laugh. She's going to get a case of the fucking giggles. Oh, that's it. We lost it. She's got the giggles. Oh, my God.
I'm good. Okay.
Right, anal cavity. That's going to do it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You just can't get past the anal cavity, can you?
Anyway.
As with a lot of things that Lily and I see on Primal Hardware, we come across when at first we're just like, oh man, I don't know, it's kind of weird. But I kept finding myself wondering, like, what the actual sensation of having a toy inside of you that another thing, you know, comes through and enters you. It just seemed like a really interesting sensation that I was really just wanted to try. So, I mean, it was probably over the course of a couple weeks that I was like, oh, I should really just get it and try it out. And then like, oh no, it's just a weird thing. Like, I don't even want to be seen with this toy in my collection, sort of a thing. But, you know, eventually we ended up buying it. We got a nice green one with a black base. And, yeah, it ended up being a lot of fun. Now, I did have some difficulty using it, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, Kit, I'm curious how you came across the ovipositor.
Well, how I came across it is actually really interesting, because it's also how I ended up meeting Max and Lily. I was on Twitter one night, like, scrolling through my line there and looking at stuff, and I saw this review for this strange, wacky toy, and of course it was the one on Carnal Chameleon, and I looked at it, and at first I was like, what in the hell is this thing?
So, like, you actually saw the toy that I'm holding in my hands right now, then, the Krubera.
I did. I saw the Krubera, and at first I was like, ooh, I don't know, and then I'm like, then my curiosity took over, and I thought, I've got to find out what this thing is. I've got to see what it is. In fact, I think I actually tweeted, you know, I won't rest until I get a chance to look at this, which started a conversation between Max and I. But
So hold on a second here, guys, because you know what that means? That means that the ovipositor is ultimately responsible for there being a Trisexuals podcast.
Yes.
Holy crap, you're right.
Is. It really does, which is why it's so fitting that we're doing our first podcast about ovipositors.
If I didn't know better, I would have said that I planned that intentionally.
I thought you did. I thought you totally
no,
did.
Honestly, Kit, you're very specialist. I had forgotten what our original conversation was about. I just knew that you were a really cool person into fantasy sex toys.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that got it started. So I went to Primal Hardware's website and I scoped it out, and I looked. I actually thought, you know, I got to get my hands on a bed bug, because I looked at the size and the length and stuff. It's a little bit smaller and whatnot, and I just thought, huh, that's interesting. And then I thought I had to try it. But yeah, that's how I actually met you two crazy chameleon people.
Well, that certainly worked out for everyone's benefit. So, you know, it's really kind of cool. The ovipositor, I think, has actually had an effect on, you know, the view of fantasy sex toys from the public at large, because for some reason, well, I can think of a few reasons why it might be, but the ovipositor has drawn a lot of attention, even in popular media. So there was, like, an article on Vice, it was called The Emerging Fetish of Laying Alien Eggs Inside Yourself. There was one on Bust.com, This fun sex toy lets you lay eggs. Wait, what? You know, which it actually makes me think they're misunderstanding what the toy actually does, because I'm not sure it really lets you lay eggs. I mean, I guess you do if you're lay eggs in yourself, I suppose. Well, that wouldn't be the main thing I would say about it.
Unless you have, like in our case, you have another person that helps you, so that person could be laying the eggs in another person.
Well, and if you've got strong enough Kegel muscles, you can push the eggs back out. So I guess you can lay eggs that way. I don't know.
So now I really want to see someone, like, wear the ovipositor, like a female wear the ovipositor and lay eggs through it. Into someone else.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I have the strong enough Kegel muscles for that.
Yeah, you'd have to be able to, like, shoot ping pong balls to be able to do that.
So where I thought the inspiration for the ovipositor had come from was this game that Lily and I were familiar with. It was called Corruption of Champions. It's this text-based adventure game where you take on a character And I can't remember exactly what the plot is about. I think Lily will tell us a little bit more about it. But you could go around and there's all sorts of crazy creatures that were basically trying to have sex with you. They're trying to like bring you over to the dark side through sex and lust. And it's something that we had played, and there was an ovipositor featured in there. So Lily, I think you played a little bit more Corruption of Champions than I did. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how the ovipositor was a part of that.
Of course. So basically with the Corruption of Champions, I love reading sex scenes. To me, that is so hot. I love seeing sex, I love seeing porn and all that, but reading about it is really erotic to me. So with that, Corruption of Champions, as Max said, it's an erotic text-based web browser, and you can also download it. It's a nice game. I think it's a Flash, I believe. And basically you have this player that is in a village. And it's become a tradition that they basically send this person out to this other world through a portal. And they're supposed to be the champions of, basically don't have sex. You need to stay pure. You need to stay in your own being, your own species.
Well, basically the point of the game is that you're going to fail at that.
Oh, my God. Definitely fail, and fail hard, and fail often.
So it is a little bit on the crazy side. Like playing it, there's going to be things that, no matter who you are, there's going to be things in there probably squig you out. Everything kind of like floats on that line of like rather crazy, but also kind of sexy. And one of the characters that I loved in there is this bee girl.
Yes. So the bee girl is actually very interesting. So the bee girl comes from a big hive of bees that what she has to do is she has to implant her eggs into different hosts, and that's how the bees grow their population. So in this game you actually come across this bee girl, and you either have to fight her to get away, or if you fight her and lose, she then rapes you and lays eggs in you, or
you win,
and you get to decide if you want to have sex with her in the way that you want to have sex, maybe not lay egg, have the eggs laid inside of you, or you can run away and do whatever. So with this, there's like these different, I guess you would call elixirs that you can drink with this. And there's this one that I haven't actually played, but I was reading about it, that you take some pure honey and you can actually have her take her ovipositor, put it into her own vagina, and make her lay eggs inside of herself.
Oh, wow.
So it's really interesting with that. But
so it's a game the whole family can love.
Well, basically, there's all sorts of creatures that range from minotaurs to cows to there is a three-penised hellhound. As well as for anybody in there that really likes hentai, there is some definite amazing tentacle porn in there.
I thought for sure that the inspiration for the ovipositor must have come from this game, but after talking to Lone Wolf a while back, he told me that it was just something out of his, purely something out of his deranged imagination, which is really awesome. So
I had a question. I remember you were saying, Max, that Kit was saying that there were other types of eggs that you can use. Like, we've only used the gelatin eggs. Is there another form?
Right, and we've done ice.
Oh, yeah, we have done ice.
Well, so they give you a mullet along with the ovipositor, and, they give you directions on how you can make gelatin eggs. What's nice about the gelatin is it melts at room at body temperature. So when it goes inside of you, it'll melt away. You don't have to worry about losing it or anything like that. And also that makes them a little bit squishy so that, they're a little bit easier to get in. But there's other options there. And I know that, Kit, you've been experimenting with some of that.
I have, because making the eggs and going to the prep, sometimes it requires a little bit of thinking ahead. And I really like the ovipositor, and sometimes I want to work with it on the spur of the moment. So I thought, what other options are out there? And I also, the gelatin is kind of unappealing to me. I've been a vegan since 2011 and a vegetarian since 2005. So I wanted to find something other than that to work with. And I found a few interesting things. If you want to make something that is similar to gelatin, there's agar, which is actually made from algae. But I went shopping for this stuff, actually. I went to my little health food store, and You actually think need about 6 ounces, but I ended up, I looked, all they had in the store was 4 ounces, and it was like $33, and I went, what? So I'm going to do a little more shopping and whatnot before I actually bite the bullet and make Eager eggs and try them out for you guys. So I, instead, other things I've been working with, I found that works really well, actually, is a stone yoni egg. I've just did one, actually, that's a quartz, a rose quartz crystal. And they're kind of slick and smooth. So when you get them lubed up, they actually slide through a lot more easily than something like a silicone egg, which those work too. I actually made some silicone eggs, but silicone and on silicone really sticks. And right. So it's friction. It's a lot harder. Yeah, it's a lot harder to squeeze it through.
So we should probably mention that if you're going to be using something like the silicone eggs or stone or anything that's not going to eventually dissolve, you know, you have to be, well, actually, you shouldn't use that in your back end at all.
Yeah.
Because you could lose it. It could, you know, and you don't want to do that. So this is more of an option for like vaginal use, or if you're into putting it in your mouth, maybe just, you know, choking hazard, be careful.
Except the Eager. Yeah, the Eager would actually be safe to use in your back end, yep, for sure. But mm-hmm. Other than that, yeah, you don't want to have the stone. You'll get that lost.
So the agar will dissolve then?
Yeah, it is. It's actually just a lot like gelatin. It sets up and it'll dissolve and whatnot. So, and hopefully I will be able to get my hands on some for a reasonable price, and I'm hoping to kind of tweet out some pictures and show how all that works, and I'll make sure in my upcoming review of the bed bug that I talk about that as well.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that, because, you know, the gelatin is really great, but like you said, you have to think about it really, you know, ahead of time, and sometimes you just want to, you just got to go and you got to get your egg fix.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And I think it's about time now to mention one of the things that I actually I didn't like about the eggs was because I'm already self-conscious down there, like I'm sure other people are, is after it was implanted, I had to hold my Kegel muscles so tight and run to the bathroom because it had already started to melt, and we didn't have towels handy at that point, so I was a little like, oh my God.
Yeah, and we had the larger eggs. Now, Kit, it looked like to me that you have a mold that makes little smaller round eggs. Is that right?
I do. Primal Hardware just got in some new, like, bigger egg-shaped molds. But when I got the bed bug, what they sent, it's actually, like, for making ice balls. It's an ice cube tray, and it's a really interesting design. It took me a while to figure out how to actually use it. But the eggs, they're round, and they're a lot smaller. And the interesting thing about that tray, though, like, you can't make just a partial batch. You have to make a full batch and then squish the top down, and it pushes the liquid up into the top. So I'm really eager to try the egg-shaped molds, the different ones that you pour in through the top, so that I can just make a few, because I don't need 12. I don't have room to fit that many eggs, so I just need
a couple. I think we might have to switch molds here, because I would really like to try something smaller.
Yeah.
And you know, we use gelatin when we do it, and I think that, you know, we'd make up a bunch of them, excuse me, all at once and try it that way. And one of the reasons why I'd like to try something smaller is that, for me, like, this subject's unfortunately going to come up a lot when we talk about toys. I am so bad at taking large toys. I'm just such a pansy in my pooper. I've tried so hard, but, you know, the egg, when you get it inside the ovipositor, we measured it. The bulge can be upwards, you know, past 2 inches, and that's really pushing it for me. So, you know, it leads to funny situations where, you know, Lily and I have been trying for a long time to get this egg inside of me, and then she, you know, has to, like, whoops, just kind of like push it in,
oh,
like you yell out for science, whoop. You know, there's a story about that in our review. It's kind of funny.
I remember that. I actually got a hand cramp from one time we were trying it so hard, because, unfortunately, Max's little
Pansy pooper.
Pansy pooper is very tight. So when I'm sitting there trying to squeeze and squeeze, and this is before we realized we needed a lot more lube, but it's like I'm sitting there squeezing, squeezing so hard I got a cramp in my hand.
Yeah, lube is definitely very important here. If you choose to get an ovipositor, which you totally should because it's awesome. If you have any little niggle in the back of your mind that's like, oh, that might be kind of nice. Like even if it's like 10% niggle and 90% grossed out, you need to do yourself a favor and pick it up and that voice is not going to go away. It's just going to grow. It's going to get larger and larger. And the next thing you know, they're locking you up in a cell and you're yelling about ovipositors and bee queens and all sorts of crazy stuff. So you owe it to yourself to do this as soon as you can. But anyway, yeah, I'd really love to try the smaller stuff because I would like it to be less of an ordeal for me. Now, your mileage may vary. A lot of people like larger things back there. I tend to be on the smaller side of things, but, you know.
And I would say, on the subject of lube, like when you put lube with it, especially if you're going to try and use like a silicone egg or if you're going to use like the stone eggs or anything, and probably with the gelatin ones too, like make sure you lube the egg itself and then lube inside the ovipositor so it's really smooth and slidey. If you just try to slide it in there dry, it is not going to work.
And you want a really slick lube. And we had a problem for a while. We were using a lube that we thought were pretty good. You were using a homemade lube that we make, and you know, we were having some difficulty with it, and then we ended up trying Bad Dragon's lube, and that actually helped it slide through a little bit. So if you're having difficulties, try switching the lubes up. You know, you don't want to be getting hand cramps when you're supposed to be enjoying a little bit of ovipositation action. So one thing that I wanted to talk about is going back to this whole idea of sexy toys. Toys that are a little bit on the uncanny valley side of things are a little bit unusual that you kind of have a niggle for. So the ovipositor really fits into this category. It's like probably the prime example of this because, like I mentioned before, when we were originally planning on getting, I was worried what other people were going to think. Like, you know, I couldn't imagine, I didn't hear anyone else talking about how they wanted to get this toy. But ever since Lily and I have got it, and people have known that we've gotten it, it's the number one toy that we're asked about. And not just people that know us through sex blogging, but anyone that just happens to know that we're into sex toys and stuff. When we show it to them, you know, especially if it's in a group of people are like, oh, wow, hey, pass it around. That's weird. That's crazy. And then we'll usually get a few people, like, contact us privately or separately, be like, you know, can I give that a shot? It's... I mean, everyone has like a little thing for this toy and they just don't want to admit it. It's really funny that way. So I would highly recommend you give it a shot.
Well, it's a really unique sensation too. Like, I can't think of any other toy that feels quite like that because you can actually feel the bulge of the egg. Like, you feel it expand and you can feel it actually move as it goes inside. And that's a really cool, like, novel kind of thing.
Yeah, and you can't get that from an ordinary toy. So, you know, it's all about, we're the trisexuals. It's all about trying new things, and you never know until you try. And, you know, worst case scenario, you buy the toy, and if you really don't like it, you know, people will buy it off you. It's a very popular toy out there, even if people don't want to admit it.
I also want to say, too, like, the color options they have are actually really awesome. The one that I have, it has, like, a bright green shaft, and it glows bright green in the dark, which is awesome. Ooh. And then the base is, like, this marbled brown color, like, browny copper color, and it is just a gorgeous toy. Like, it's just really beautiful. So that's another great thing.
You know, I was going to say that every toy that Primal Hardware makes is just absolutely beautiful, but it just so happens that as we make this podcast, they're having a Fugly sale.
Oh,
so they're actually, I can't remember how much percentage off, but, you know, there's a couple of pours, I guess. I actually haven't looked. I think they might be intentionally ugly for the purpose of the sale, but... generally, the toys you get there are going to be just super high quality and really great colors. Very good with the color combinations there. So, yeah, like, if you're looking to pick up an ovipositor, we might actually be in luck. Because as it turns out, Kit has worked very hard to put something together for us. We did mention it during our announcement. So, why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, I'm really excited because we're doing a giveaway. And Primal Hardware has been awesome to work with. They've pretty much said when you win the giveaway, you get to pick. You can have the bed bug, you could get Splorch, or you can get the Krubera. You can look through their stock colors and pick your color. And I'm elated about that because it's going to be a really fun toy to win. And so if you want to enter, you just need to go to our Twitter account. We're at Trisexuals. And if you'll see a link there, or you can go to our website and it'll just take you to a great little page where you can get on the app there and see all the pictures, and you can enter the giveaway and stuff. It's really exciting.
Yeah, you can also check out the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there. Be sure to enter. I mean, this is great. Usually with a giveaway, there's a toy that's pre-made, and you know, you get what you get. But this is, you're actually winning the opportunity to pick the toy you want and the color you want. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and exactly. I love being able to pick out my own colors. I think for me, I love being able to pick out sometimes even the craziest colors just because I know that it's a crazy toy, and I'm really excited to have it.
Yeah. Well, you know, sex toys have really, in my mind, become kind of like a card collecting game almost, you know, especially among us people that do reviews. You know, it's not just about like, oh, you know, it feels good and that sort of thing. We all want that display cabinet of beautiful multicolor beauties just sitting there when people come in, and you just, you know, I feel like some people don't even use the sex toys. They just want to put little plaques on them, like, you know, so-and-so bed bug, Primal Hardware, you know, just as kind of like a showpiece.
Well, it's nice because a lot of the sex toys out there are pink, purple, and black. And that's like, you know, all there is. And I love purple. I love purple. I love pink. But it's nice to be able to have options and variety and get things with like marbling and just really unusual. Like, these things are art, you know, they're functional art to me. So that's really awesome.
That's, yeah, so I have to agree with that. I mean, they're just great things. So how about, guys, we move on to our Twitter questions. So earlier today, we asked you guys for questions using the Ask Trisexuals hashtag, and we were very surprised and happy to see that you delivered with very interesting questions. And
You guys actually made us have to do some research.
So yeah, that was pretty interesting. I was totally expecting goofy questions like, which Oreos are Max's favorite? Hashtag lemon Oreos. But... But we ended up getting some really great questions. So our first one, Lily, if you'd like to read it, is from at Hunter Argentum.
Hunter Argentum asks, I live in Mexico, and 98% of sex shops suck. Do you know any body safe brands or shops with international shipping? So we actually
when we first got this question, we were like, okay, well, how hard can this be? And we went to a couple of our good standbys. We checked out Bad Dragon, we checked out Love Honey, we checked out Tanis, we checked out Amazon. And turns out none of these places actually ship to Mexico. Or if they do, it's a huge hassle. Actually, I don't think any of those ones that we mentioned actually do ship to Mexico.
Except for Amazon can ship some things to Mexico, but there's a huge disclaimer.
Oh, a huge disclaimer on. So as it turns out, you know, when we were doing research, there's a bunch of people that try ordering sex toys or having them sent to them in Mexico, and they get tied up in customs and are never seen again. So this is a big problem down there. And it's gotten to the point where I think I might have to quit my job as a podcaster and a blogger and just start smuggling sex toys across the border. I mean, it's not like they're not going to fit up my butt, right? Oh, wait, no, I do have a pansy pooper, though, so that's not going to quite work. Okay, I'll stay as a sex blogger and podcaster for now.
But really, that's a horrible thing that you can't be able to send these amazing toys to Mexico. And I understand that it's because of, you know, things getting stolen, quote unquote, lost in the mail, things like that with customs. But it's just, it's so sad.
It is. And I'd also like to take this opportunity, if there's any like person that works for any of these sex toy companies that have body safe brands that do ship to Mexico, then go ahead and reach out to us. And I think that we could get you in,
what Max is trying to say is that if you are out there and you're a sex toy company that actually does ship to Mexico and you have the body safe brands or types, let us know. We can definitely let our listeners know.
Because, but yeah, okay. We you know, everyone deserves sex toys, no matter where they're living. So, but we do have a little bit of good news. So after doing some research, Lily actually did luck out in finding a website that... from appearances, look like they will ship to Mexico, and they actually do offer a few of the brands that are known to be body safe.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the name of the site is Lover's Package, and I will have that link right in the bottom, or it's loverspackage.com. And they do have some body safe toys, but with all the toys on this website, if you have to know the different brands for being body safe.
Yeah, they do carry Tannis and they carry Fun Factory, which have all, I believe all of their toys are body safe from those companies.
Right.
So that you should definitely check them out, and hopefully that'll get you what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to take the next question, Kit?
I will. At Ivy Fayette asks, is after spanking cream actually helpful to healing, harmful to healing, or does nothing at all?
I don't know about you guys, but I had never actually heard of after spanking cream before.
Neither have I.
You guys said it at the same time, jinx. yeah, it sounds intriguing. I take it it's something that you put on, like, you know, after you've gone through a spanking scene or something like that to help, you know, with the pain or, you know, whatever. So seeing as we are now super sexual, seeing now as we are basically sex toy superheroes, I suggest that we actually track down some of this after spanking cream and give it a shot. You know, we are the trisexuals after all. And I'd like to try this out. Lily's been known to enjoy some spanking from time to time.
I definitely do. And, you know, just to let Ivy Fayette know that we'll have to get back to you soon on that. We'll have to do some homework and come back to that question.
Yeah, we might have to make a segment on it. So, yeah, this might be our first try-it-out experiment as brought to you by our listener, Ivy Fayette. So thank you for your question, guys. Questions, guys.
And we love questions, actually. So make sure if you are on Twitter and you have a question, just put the hashtag AskTrisexuals on it, and we'll get on that for you.
Absolutely. So I think that's probably pretty good for now, guys. Any last thoughts before we sign off?
I can't think of anything.
No, just have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Thank you for listening to The Trisexuals. I'm Max Chameleon.
And I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends, hide your kids, hide your wife.
And don't forget to lick your nipples.
She's licking her nipple right now. This is absolutely awesome. So
have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, we love you all.